The Upper Lynn Canal Fish and Game Advisory Board took a stance on a controversial water protection process this week. The board approved a letter in support of giving decision-making power on outstanding national resource water designations to a state agency instead of the legislature. The letter says decisions should be based on science, not subject to politics. The Chilkat River is one of four water bodies nominated for Outstanding Resource, or Tier 3, protection. It's the highest protection under federal law and prohibits activity that would degrade water quality unless it's temporary and limited. The Chilkat Indian Village nominated the river, but nothing can happen with nominations yet. First, the state needs to put a procedure in place to evaluate whether a water body qualifies for the top protection. Governor Bill Walker introduced legislation in the House and Senate that would give that authority to lawmakers, but much of the public reaction to those bills was negative. People said it would politicize what should be a scientific decision. In April, Walker asked to withdraw the bills from consideration in the legislature. He told KHNS at the time that he wanted to work toward a more broadly acceptable proposal.
We want to sort of really generally start from scratch and come back and listen to folks. We got a lot of ideas that we want to see if we can incorporate those into it.
Walker's office says he will likely revisit the issue once the current special session ends. Now, the local Fish and Game Advisory Committee is weighing in on how they think the procedure for designating outstanding resource waters should work. The group isn't saying whether it supports the protection for the Chilkat River, but it does agree that the decision should be scientific, not political. Chair Tim McDonough read the letter out loud at a recent meeting.
Decisions regarding nominations and designation be made by the appropriate state agencies based upon science rather than by a political body such as the legislature.
The letter does not name which state agency should make the decision. Public commenters during legislative committee hearings suggested the Department of Environmental Conservation, with input from Fish and Game and the Department of Natural Resources.
We would hope to see actions affecting the health and welfare of fish and game populations be driven by the principles of sustainability based upon empirical science, and kept from the political arena where oftentimes the best interest of fish and game resources take a backseat to political expediency.
The committee unanimously approved the letter with little discussion. It will be sent to Governor Walker and the leaders of the House and Senate. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.